much can you flip a basic
but
sound?
It's original. Like, can't see the science and don't fucking use that.
One thing I've noticed is that it's not the external obstacles that really prevent us from doing things. It's more of the internal obstacles that are created from the external obstacles. Maybe if it's, I don't know, if it's fear, overthinking, just something happens and sometimes it can get into a downward spiral pretty quick. And that's something that I found out the hard way, man. So what's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Timster Podcast. This is Timster. I am your host. This is the Lonesome Podcast where I talk kind of just when I'm on the go, when I'm traveling, and I just kind of give my insights. This was a formerly known podcast when I was traveling on flights and more, but due to the situation and stuff, I'm not able to travel as much right now. But when that changes up, hopefully I'll get back to traveling and giving knowledge on the go. And so therefore, if you want to hit us up on media at TIMSTUH. And if you like podcasts where you can just kind of get yourself some bite-sized nuggets, information, or just experiences, I think you can very much take a huge, huge, huge grasp out of this podcast. So it'll mean the world to us. I appreciate y'all. So I'm on the go right now as I'm going to work out in the gym in the morning. So as you're hearing this, I'm on the way. So you'll hear the car noises and stuff. But what I noticed, especially since I haven't even recorded a podcast myself, that's a great example also, was that there's always a lot of external obstacles in life that really, that's not even the defining factor of what kind of causes stagnation, I would say, or just being a paralysis, just what we're just not taking action in what we desire most. It's weird. It kind of just like really keeps you in a notion of sitting still, standing still, and just not taking any action. And not taking any action at all really does hurt in the long run. And I noticed that the hard way also. In recent times, we just had a lot of obstacles coming our way externally. And it's not the external obstacles that really have ruined me. It's what I'm creating in the thought process of my mind has what's been ruining us, which kind of halted us and paused us for a while in doing content. You know, obviously we were exhausted also, we were doing more, and as we're overcoming that now, we're overcoming that situation, and I've noticed that, okay, well, what can we do to continuously push forward and understand ourselves and tap into the mind? And a lot of it is just subconscious aspects, saying affirmations out loud. I'll say one of the weirdest things to do, at least for us, have been saying the affirmations out loud. Now, we listen to affirmations a lot, but we don't really say them out loud and repeat them out loud. So that's something we've been learning that's been very new, and it feels something that can really change the attitudes of our life fast. And as long as you really feel that affirmation, it really does feel really good. Like, I get the chills, and I always get, you know, just a weird, cool feeling that I understand is very true the thought process, because that's what we're working towards, and we really believe that. So if you really believe that you are something great, telling yourself that you're great every day, telling yourself that you can make the money that you want to make, it's pretty cool when you really can emphasize and really believe in it. And we've been doing that. That's been helping us out, get out of a halt. Other than that, it's just been really weird. You know, sometimes we feel like we're in a time loop. We wake up, we do our schedules, of course. Our morning routine's amazing though. We always pray early in the mornings, we get our morning workouts in, we do some content, either if it's planned or not, or we do this podcast, and we blog, we meditate. So our morning's very good. So we don't wake up, roll over, and just work out. We love to kind of journal down some thoughts, look at some of the goals we have written down. I see them on my mirror every day when I'm getting ready, when I'm half-assed asleep, looking in the mirror. And I feel that that's what's been helping us out. And it's more of the cognitive aspect and more of the emotional component of obstacles. Obstacles have really gave us some limitations, I would say, from what I'm learning from right now. I'm still learning from it. Like, I don't know what the hell I actually gained out of it for the most part. But I do know that it helped leeway us more into just learning about ourselves. Especially as we just turned 30 in recent times, we're just trying to really understand more why that does happen and what keeps us at a pause of ultimately fulfilling our dreams, right? Because we don't know a lot of people that are constantly pushing forward in the threshold of fulfilling dreams. You know, everybody's like, you know, change the circle, change the five people you hang out with, which is true. Very true. As adults, we know we can network with people that are wealthier. We always want to network with people that are smarter, that are far more successful than we are, but we still have to provide value in our own right. And so for me, I provide value in my own right, even when people are wealthier around me. And so what I've noticed is that it's discipline, for a fact. Discipline has helped us out way more, because there are multitudes of times where we don't feel like doing shit. And I know that that really, really has defined our next level of what we're trying to be, for sure. Because when the mind tries to retreat us back into, I don't know, I wouldn't say scarcity or fear, but it just tries to get us back into a habit that makes us comfortable, right? Your brain's always like, yo, relax. This is not comfortable to me. Because last week I had like a crazy diet because I was going to do, I'm a formal performer. And so I changed my diet like crazy. My diet's already amazing. I don't drink any sodas. I don't do any of that stuff. I drink a lot of water, fruits, veggies, fruit smoothies every day, and vitamins. But I still took it up even another notch last week. And so my body was like, yo, what's going on? We're not going to have nothing today, or what are we doing? And that was because this past weekend, I had an event to judge and dance and perform. And dancing causes a lot of fitness also. And I was a gymnast. And so that was my older diet. And I don't know, it was just funny. Like, my body was like, whoa, what the heck? So it tries to retreat. I notice your body retreats a lot when you're trying to put it into some discomfort. And discomfort sounds bad. I don't think discomfort is bad at all. If anything, uncomfortable is actually awesome, but it's hard to really get that subconscious to understand that is what we're figuring out right now, that you could be uncomfortable and it be amazing. But I'm not saying it's going to be a aspect of, yeah, guys, we love being uncomfortable. Like, hell no, that shit, it feels like ass. And it feels really weird, but you have to understand that that's the best notion of it. As all the cliche terms, right? Because I think that these are real cliche too. You know, all the, you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. You got to, you know, face your fears. You got to do all of that. You got to, you know, those are all like positive toxicity. But those are really, really key. If you could find a realism effect to it, or a practical effect to it, then that's when it's like, yes, we understand. So for me, my realism effect is that it's very true if you put yourself on some form of discipline. And I mean a discipline that's going to overcome your whiny feelings. Because, man, let me tell you, I have been whining in recent days. And I'm like, oh my God, man, I don't know what's going to get me out of this halt right now. What's going to get me out of this hole? This, I don't know what's going on. I'm in a huge slump and a huge funk. I'm exhausted. And it was just discipline that really, what I was doing every day is what eventually got me out. So when I did feel better, I was like, oh, okay, cool. We feel good now. Now we could dominate. Or if it's a sunny, beautiful day, we're doing things now that really excel us, because we did this shit when we didn't feel good. So now we feel really good. It becomes an easier process. So discipline's one, and consistency, man. Consistency with fulfillment. I believe that should be an asterisk or some shit like that. Consistency with an asterisk of fulfillment. Because being consistent doing things that you just don't like, well, that ain't gonna help. Maybe you still will do it, but it won't help, right? In recent times, we got stagnant with our social media, and we were kind of just posting. Because we were quote unquote trying to trick ourselves and, hey, we're being consistent. At least we're posting every day. We're doing whatever we got to do. But in reality, it kind of was leewaying away from the fulfillment. So I had to take a step back from that too and understand my fulfillment process of what I was doing. Still remaining serviceable, still trying to help others, bringing value up in the content, but still keeping it real short. These days, especially in our new form of normalcy of the world, bite-sized content is going to take over regardless, because there's just too much attention going everywhere. Unless you're a household name and people know you 100% already, celebrity or a sports show that's up there, ESPN and all of that, or a crazy celebrity that you just really admire, then you'll sit there and listen for more than 10 minutes. But after that, you just, even at that, people clock out. You know, unless it's a really good movie, then it won't keep you intact too long. You got to be idolized in that process to really stand there. If it's not bite-sized content, you got to have something that you're attached to. Even for me, if people want to watch my long form content, it's because they're attached to me in some way. They either want some of our fitness stuff, or they want some services, some value, or they just like our attitude a lot, or we possibly have made their day in some way. It's a trade-off. And a good example for that is that I was watching Mortal Kombat yesterday, the new Mortal Kombat movie, and it kind of just didn't really hold my attention as much. And I was understanding that content happening so fast has really eliminated a lot of my attention aspects. So I wouldn't say ADHD or anything. It just my attention is just very short these days. And I noticed I was looking away a lot during the movie. I don't know if that has to do with the movie being kind of boring, because it was all right, I guess, in my opinion. It wasn't like the originals. And nor that I was trying to make it compared to the originals. I just felt like it wasn't as properly utilized for the cast that they were trying to bring on and things like that. But aside from that, I felt my attention just wasn't adhering to it enough, because I'm so used to bite-sized content nowadays. Get to the point, get to the point, get to the point. And that's the new normalcy now, especially since everybody's been working virtually now, and now everybody and their mother is on TikTok, and everybody's on all these social media platforms, and everybody's living through the social media platforms, which hence is why we are right in what we predicted a long time ago. We predicted this would happen. It just happened a lot faster due to the whole pandemic situation. And we also predicted that virtual reality is going to be the move, meaning that everybody's already on social media and everybody's already escaping real life to be on social media and to be virtual and to be streaming and to do stuff. That's why VR is going to be the next thing, kind of like Ready Player One, the movie, that it's really going to help out. It'll help out change the situations of lifestyles, because people can escape more. You know, social media is an escape. It's an escape for me too. I like to be entertained or be educated. If I don't get any of those, then I'm pretty much out. I already clock out for the day from social media. I'm like, all right, I'm out if I don't find anything good. So I try to keep the algorithm with those. I would really recommend that too. If you're on social media, try to find something that's at least making you laugh and it's really, really entertaining, or something that's really educational and valuable, because there's a lot of resources online that can make you smart as shit overnight, including Tim's the Podcast and Tim's the Content, by the way. But yeah, so I noticed it's discipline, consistency, overcoming our personal feelings, and just really just showing up and going. So I noticed now I haven't been showing up as much, and I mean mentally. I don't know if it's due to exhaustion, we're trying to figure that out, or complacency. But I know that we're not complacent, because we still show up, we go hard, especially in the gym. We are still there. But I noticed that if you don't take pride in being consistent, having habits, because times are not going to be easy all the time, which I'm pretty sure everybody knows that by now. You could really build a fortitude of gratitude by understanding that, well, maybe we could use these lessons and just being a better person overall. And I feel like that's what's helped us out the most. Building consistency, building discipline, and knowing that there is external obstacles, but those two things get you through hardships in life. And I know that it has helped us out a lot. But on top of just building a positive mindset and really understanding that you are worth it, I hope that those that come across this podcast understand that they are worth it, that you just got to keep going. Because trust me, if you're trying to be successful, it's a lonely route. If you're trying to do certain things, it's a lonely route, especially if people don't believe in. People just want results. When I get millions of views on TikTok, people are always congratulating me. But when I'm finding things out and I'm trying to do stuff, you rarely get anybody that claps for you. So appreciate those few that do clap for you while you're in the process, and just kind of ignore everything else. Honestly, I wouldn't say ignore to an extent where you're just pushing everything out, but neutralize the mind is really important, where when people are cheering for you, you just kind of appreciate it, but you don't really get high on that supply. And then when people boo you, you know, you definitely don't need to worry about that. Who cares about that? Because they're not with you creating while you're in the dark. Like, I'm in the dark alone in my apartment creating. And when people boo me, I just start laughing now. I'm just like, dude, you're not even creating, bro. Like, you can hate on me all you want, and you're not creating, though. Like, I'm creating. And so And I know, like, Mark Cuban says it, and a lot of other people say, they say you're going to fail way more. It just takes one time to succeed. You're going to fail a lot more times than you ever will succeed. And it just takes that one or two times to succeed in multitudes of things. You'll be lucky if you get two or three, but all you need is one to really succeed. And you know, you'll be able to take it to the next level. So hopefully that's just some nuggets of knowledge that I can give you all. This is the Tempster Podcast, man. I appreciate y'all that are just sharing stuff and really means the world to us. We haven't been on, but we're going to try to be on a little bit more consistent. I got to take my own advice for that for sure. But we have been working on everything else so we can provide you all the experience, the content, and what's been happening. We had some shortcomings, and so we realized that these things do work on our shortcomings to what we can lead to today, where we feel a lot better. So I appreciate y'all, and I'll see y'all soon. Peace.